Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Patriots Today, I'm Bob Socia alongside Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly on this first day of training camp 2015. And Paul, the fans certainly were ready. This place packed. They were chanting Brady, Brady when the Patriots took the field.
No surprise there, right? Big crowds, the crowds that we've come to expect here at training camp in Foxborough, but the support for Brady was obviously apparent right from the start. And then, you know, you get to see the starter practice and things get going, and sort of everywhere Tom went, the crowd acknowledged it. And then you get to see Tom, of all people, make a great one-handed catch down the sideline on a play that they worked on, and the crowd just erupted. I think you heard that one in Walpole. So, yeah, a good start to training camp. A little bit, obviously the new rules that they instituted a couple years ago, no pads yet. Still no uniform numbers, but a great start for Tom Brady.
You're right, no uniform numbers like the mini camps and OTAs, but the two guys most identifiable, Brady and Jimmy Garoppolo in the red jerseys as quarterbacks.
Yeah.
What do you think of the two, in particular Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, you know, Jimmy, I think, is still finding his way, and that's to be expected. I say this all the time. I really try hard not to compare whoever the backup quarterback is to Tom Brady, but there is obviously a difference. When Garoppolo is dealing with the 7-on-7s and the full teamwork, the ball comes out a little bit slower. The reads don't seem to be quite as precise as they are with Tom, and they shouldn't be. But there's an awful lot to like there, too. You know, the quick release is apparent. I think he throws a really, really tight spiral. He throws a good football. I think he's got a lot of learning to do. Unfortunately, not a whole lot of time to do it, and we'll see how that all unfolds over the coming weeks.
Maybe the largest question for this team outside of quarterback is the secondary on defensive course. And the newest of Patriots was here today, Terrell Brown. What are your impressions, not of what we saw today,
right,
but of Terrell Brown, the ex-San Francisco 49er and Oakland Raider?
It's a guy that's been around the league a little bit. He's got some talent. Belichick talked about him a little bit this morning, talking about his ability to play inside and out, off coverage, man coverage, press. So he does a lot of different things. He's just looking to find a role. He's looking to see where he's going to fit in, learn this defense, and figure out how he fits in this secondary. But I think Terrell Brown right now, Bob, is the most experienced and probably the most talented member of that secondary, or the cornerback core anyway.
Encouraged to see Jerron Mayo and Dante Hightower out there?
Great sign. Absolutely great sign. I thought for sure that one or both of those guys would open on PUP. Obviously, they're ready to go. It's great to see.
Paul, thanks a lot as always.
All right. Nice to be out here on the football field finally.
Paul Perillo, Patriots Football Weekly. And I'm Bob Socia from Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.